Well, our players of the game are brought to you by My Oil Operations. That's Kurt and Rob. That's not My Oil Operation. That's Kurt and Roblin of My Oil Operations. Of course, their son Austin Mai is one of the wide receivers for Highland Park. And My Oil Operations are proud to be a supporter of the 2008 Highland Park Scots. We're going to send it down to Scott Blueswitz. I think he's got a couple of our players of the game right now.
Howeth, the defense really held in the second half, and it seemed like Pierce was able to move the ball in spurts, but every time you needed it, you got big play on defense, particularly in the turnover side, interception after interception. You got one there. What were you looking at in terms of keying on the quarterback play from Pierce?
You know, when they went empty, at first, whenever they went quads and one, we weren't really prepared for that, but we went in and made some adjustments, and we finally put me over the top just to read the quarterback's eyes. And so we got in on one play and had a broken up pass, but on my interception, he just we got a vertical ball, and he underthrew it. And, you know, I read it just right and just picked it off. So,
did they catch you off guard just overall with the way they came out and was able to score so quickly?
We were prepared that they were going to throw it, and we've you know, watched film and prepared all week for them. We knew they were going to throw it, but, you know, you know, congratulations to them, you know what I'm saying? They came out, you know, ready to play, and they scored on us. It was a good job for them, but, you know, we picked it up, and so.
You had a tough pass interference penalty before the interception, then you get the interception. You feel like you kind of redeemed yourself with that play?
You know, you got to have a short memory in the secondary. So what happened was, you know, after I got it, I just told myself, you know, you just need to calm down. You know, there's nothing about it you can do. You got to go make a play. And so whenever I had the opportunity, I just made a play. So short memory.
Thanks so much. Now joined by Luke Woodley here. And, you know, I kind of mentioned in my game conversation with Coach Allen that it seems every week you better and better.
Scott, can you hear me down there? I'm going to do a little on-air producing right here. If you will just turn all you guys towards the press box, I think we can eliminate some of that interference because we were only getting about every other word from you. There you go.
As I was saying, it seems like you've kind of grown into this starting quarterback role and seem to get better and better each week. How would you evaluate your progress tonight as well as just the overall play of your offensive unit?
I think I did pretty well tonight. You know, we came out on fire, pretty hot. I've got to give all my success out to my team. They've really come along and helped me out, just make it easy for me.
And most of the season we've seen you throwing touchdown passes or, you know, helping set up the draw play with Dickinson. But tonight you called your own number a couple times. How'd that feel?
Right. It was pretty nice finally getting in there. But, you know, I'll take it any way I can get it.
All right. Thanks so much.
Thank you.
Will Glasscock, you've been kind of the short yardage specialist all year long and continued to excel in that role tonight. How's it feel to first get this big win over Pierce?
I mean, you know, this is one of those games that, you know, we look forward to every year. You know, we definitely focused just so much on this game this week. We had a good week of practice, and, you know, it just shows that we paid off.
What's your philosophy when you get through that initial wave, the initial hole there, and you see a couple of defenders there standing behind? It seems like you try to go right at them.
I mean, you know, I just, you know, when we're, you know, in short, like, you know, within the 5, you know, 10-yard line, you know, I just, you know, we just want to score. And so that's my mindset, basically. And, you know, I just try to get there. And, you know, if I'm blocking also, I just try to get a good block for Brian to go through.
It seemed like you guys came out inspired in the second half. What did Coach tell you in the locker room in terms of, I know he was disappointed the way the first half ended offensively.
I mean, we were all kind of bummed out a little bit on that last series, but, you know, we just went in and made a few adjustments, and, you know, we made some mental mistakes in the first half, and, you know, we took those out second half, and we just came out rolling.
All right, thanks so much. Charlie Foose, come on over here. As I was mentioning to Jeff Howeth, a big defensive effort, especially in that second half there, and you were a big part of it with the interceptions and also getting in on some of the sacks there. Talk about it.
It's just we prepared well for this game, and I guess we just outplayed them. And I don't know, we got the big plays when we needed them.
Did you feel the need to step it up a little more in the second half, knowing that you had a comfortable lead at halftime, but the offense kind of just missed scoring there, and you maybe wanted to put the game away early in that third quarter as a defensive unit?
Yeah, well, we always want to come out three and out, and we knew they'd come out strong, so they drove down, but we ended up stopping them. So we just stepped it up. Our whole team did.
You had that big interception. Take us through that play. What were you thinking, and how did that play unfold there?
Well, since it's passed, I dropped back, and I started reading the quarterback's eyes, and he just threw it to me, so it was all good.
All right, thanks so much.
Our players of the game are brought to you by Curt and Roblin Mai of Mai Oil Operations. They are proud to support the 2008 Highland Park Scots. Our players of the game there on defense, Jeff Howarth and Charlie Foose, each had an interception tonight. Our offensive players, Luke Woodley and Brian Dickinson. Woodley throws for over 300 yards for the fourth time in six games, and Dickinson had over 100 yards rushing again tonight. That's his third 100-yard rushing game out of six games.